Sometimes, while building a strong democracy, we gotta use some strong language. So be warned.
Howdy, y'all. It's Ashley Chang.
And Becky Bullard.
Of the Ravel Podcast, bringing you a very special series, The Daily Democracy Challenge.
Each day for the 46 days leading up to the November 3rd election, we are giving you one impactful yet achievable thing you can do to flip Texas and hopefully elect our 46th president.
Get it? Like 46 days, 46th president.
Democracy nerds, assemble! Okay, oh my gosh. It is day 31 of our challenge, October 19th. 15 days until Election Day. And what I want to talk to y'all about today is a little bit less specific than some of the action items that we've given you. Like, oftentimes we give you a particular event or a particular very specific thing to do, but this is a little bit more abstract, and it's because of some serious anxiety that I'm having now after seeing the early vote numbers in the top 10 counties in Texas. And overall, some very exciting things are happening. So far, the first 6 days of early voting, Texas has achieved 37.9% of the votes that we did in the total 2016 election. That's enormous. We have 18 total days of early voting. In the first 6 days, we've gotten 37.9% of total votes that we got in 2016. That's wow. But what is very concerning to me is the counties with the top percentage of votes count coming in. And essentially, what we need for Texas to flip is for our bluest, most populous counties to just blow away the turnout in our less blue counties. That's what's going to make Texas flip. So we're looking at Travis. We're looking at Harris. But right now, Travis and Harris are not at the top of voter turnout. Number one right now is Denton County, with 51% of the vote that they got in 2016. 51% already. And this is concerning to me because Denton County went to Trump in 2016. Now, it's not total doom and gloom because Denton County voted for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, but they freaking went to Trump in 2016, and they are turning out at a higher percentage than any other county in the state. Travis County is number six on the list, and Harris County, which is getting all kinds of headlines for record-breaking voter turnout, is at number seven on the list. So whatever encouragement that we're getting is valid, but we also need to be concerned, honestly. And especially here in Travis, we are so blue. And we're so big, we have 97% of our population registered to vote. These are the counties. Travis and Harris need to be number one and number two, honestly, if we want to win Texas. It's not hopeless. It's ooh, we're right there. We're so close. We're in the top 10. We just need to work a little bit harder to get more people to vote. And the exciting thing is that people want to vote. They know it's important, but they are nervous and they don't have all the information. So the very best thing that we can possibly do right now is those of us who are confident, reach out, even if you're not that confident, right? Like, I'm sweaty every time I go into the voting booth, every time, even though like I am the most informed I can possibly be. Every time I go in there, I'm like, I'm going to screw something up. I'm going to like pick the wrong thing. Like, I'm sweaty every time. So if I, who like all I do all day is think about elections and voting, if I'm sweaty and nervous, like, oh my gosh, think of the person who's never voted before or who's only voted a couple times and So what we need to do is help those people feel more confident. And the way that we do that is you got to connect with your local county party. We've said this so many times. But what we're hearing from all the folks at our local county parties is that on their phone banks, on the times that they're talking to people or texting with people, what they find is that people, they know that they need to vote, but they don't know. They have a lot of questions about how to do it. And when you volunteer, you're helping somebody who wants to vote feel confident to actually vote so that we don't lose them as a voter. So what I'm asking you to do, because the thing that has kept me most accountable to actually getting out and volunteering, is to find a democracy buddy. So that's your job today. Find your democracy buddy, who is somebody who will keep you accountable to actually step up and volunteer. We have barely more than 2 weeks until the election. We got to make the most of it. And if you have somebody that is going to text you and be like, hey, what are we doing today? You're much more likely to do it. So find your democracy buddy. And if you need ideas on what are the impactful things for you to do, and it's not enough what we're telling you on the podcast, like, please do reach out to us, direct message us. So you get your democracy buddy, whoever it may be, or if you need help finding one, connect with us and we'll be your democracy buddies. And you can message us at The Rebel TX if you need ideas on ways to plug in your local community. Or my truly best advice is to connect with your county Democratic Party. Just Google your county name and Democratic Party and you'll find them. And they can hook you up with the best ways to volunteer locally that will have the biggest impact where you are to turn out the vote in your county. And we have to do it. We have time still to turn out the vote in the counties that need it. Let's make sure that we're turning out people who are going to vote for the people who share our values and the people that we can, even if they're not perfect candidates, the people that we can actually have conversations with and push for them to make the kind of changes that we want made after the election. And we got to do it, y'all. We got to do it. So thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing so far. Thank you for finding a buddy and bringing them in to the fold. And let's get it done, y'all. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.